Where in the Bible will I find Christians, neither Jews, Catholics, nor Protestant? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The New Testament teaches how to become a Christian, and a Christian only. To become a Roman Catholic or a Protestant, one must go outside the Word of God, to the teaching of man and not God. The Church of the New Testament was neither Roman Catholic nor Protestant. Those who were obedient to the gospel were the church. They were Christians and Christians only, members of the family of God, the body of Christ, Ephesians 5:30. Christ built his church, Matthew 16:18, and his church is not a denomination. The Word of God is the seed, Luke 8:11, and when that seed finds growing place in a good and honest heart, resulting in obedience to the gospel, Acts 2:36-41, the person obeying that gospel becomes a Christian, a child of God, a member of the church which was purchased by the blood of Christ, Acts 20:28. One becomes a Christian by faith in Christ, Hebrews 11:6, repenting from sin, Luke 13:3, a confession of faith in Christ with the mouth, Romans 10:9-10, and a burial in the waters of baptism, Romans 6:3-5, and 1 Peter 3:21. The Bible gives us a simple pattern of the work, worship, and organization of the church. They met each first day of the week to partake of the Lord's Supper, Acts 20:7, to sing, Colossians 3:16, to contribute, 1 Corinthians 16:1-2, to pray, and to study the Word of God, Acts 2:42. Their overseers were a plurality of bishops or elders. Each congregation was independent of the other, having its own elders. No congregation had just one elder or bishop, and there was no authority from Christ for any presiding bishop, elder, or pope in the New Testament church. Christ condemns all these man-made religious titles, Matthew 23:8-10. The restoration of the New Testament church is not found in reforming Jews, Roman Catholics, and Protestants, but in their returning to the exact pattern of the early church. The Bible is our only creed. So long as men follow human creeds, they have confusion. When these human creeds are destroyed and the New Testament is followed, religious confusion will vanish. Then the prayer of Christ for unity will have been fully answered. John 17:21-23.